This week, living simply isn't always as simple as it seems. I'm Samantha Brown, and this is the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Today we hear another piece from Stories from the Heart of the Land, our public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to tell you more.
Carmen Delzell dreamed of going back to the land, and she stuck with it. She lives in rural Mexico, where she's had to accept that the reality is different than the dream.
It's morning in La Cieneguita. And the sun's coming up over the hill over there. And time to take the dogs out for their morning walk. The dogs get so excited when it's time to go for the walk. All my life, I've wanted to live on the outside of society. I'm 59 years old and I have no money at all. I want to live as close to nature as I possibly can. Nature for me is a, how can I say this? To say that I live out in the country in Mexico sounds romantic, but I'm also isolating out here, as they say. I'm incredibly alone and have been. Once in a while a pickup drives by, but basically I'm surrounded by flowers, trees, light, chickens and birds. I ask myself every single day of my life why I'm here. Hello, little dude. Hello, little dude. Never had donkeys before. Taking them to get a drink of water. Petunia quiere más? I tell you, I'm overrun. Overrun with animals. Must be around midnight. The dogs are surprised because usually we're in bed by now, but the cricket sounded so beautiful and the stars are so bright out here because there are no street lights. For me, nature is it's being able to walk outside in my nightgown or even sometimes in my underwear. The fantasy of waking up to beautiful sunrises and going to bed to beautiful full moon risings over purple mountains, all that's real. And it really is my life. But the loneliness and the economic insecurity of it is pretty scary. At least I sound as if I'm Barbara Kingsolver writing a story about, you know, eating healthy food and canning and all that, which I would love to be like that, but I'm not. I don't have illusions about it. There's a part of me that's dying to get out of here. And yet, the things that I would have to do to go back into a normal American society are much, much harder. See, this is the crux of the matter. This is where I keep stopping and asking myself what I'm doing. Why do I, Carmen Delzell, want to live in the middle of nowhere, go out for walks in basically dry, barren, grassy meadows, which the kids tell me are full of snakes? Why do I have two useless donkeys? Why do I have nine dogs? I can't picture myself living anywhere else. As far as I can see, standing right here, it's green or this kind of beautiful beigey yellow of the dry grass. Is this nature?
Carmen Delzell lives in the country with her dogs and donkeys outside San Miguel Allende, Mexico.
That piece was made for Atlantic Public Media's series Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Jay Allison and Emily Botine. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories and send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.